Obi-Wan returned directly to the temple, to Yoda. Duty before personal feelings, always. Seeing his injured Padawan would have to wait. Shmi was dead. Oh, Anakin, he thought.
Done it is,
said Yoda, cross-legged on the meditation pad in his private chamber. Feeling sick, feeling empty, he bowed. Yes, Master.
Good. Necessary this was. Necessary it would not have been, Obi-Wan, if closer attention you had paid.
Yoda's eyes narrowed.
Disappointed I am.
And that was a lightsaber thrust between his ribs. I am truly sorry, Master. Yoda tilted his chin, his steady gaze implacable.
A lesson let this be, Master Kenobi. Attachment leads to suffering for a Jedi. School yourself. School your Padawan. While you still can. A Jedi Knight must he become. Sooner than we thought.
What? No, Obi-Wan thought. Master Yoda, he is not ready.
Make him ready you must, Obi-Wan. Your task, that is.
Given Yoda's mood, it was folly to argue, but he couldn't stay silent. Master Yoda, is there really a need to be precipitate? Surely it would be unwise to rush Anakin, especially now. His injury... And, Master, his mother is dead. Yoda nodded, short and sharp.
Yes, but mothers die, Obi-Wan. Sad it is, but distract a Jedi. Death must not,
And that was true. It was true, but not distract him, Obi-Wan thought. Yoda, Yoda, you don't know Anakin. Yes, Master, he said with great care. But while I know our lost Jedi must be replaced, our victory on Geonosis was decisive. Surely there's a chance Dooku and the Separatists will think twice before escalating this conflict. Now that they've seen the military might at our command, they must know it would be madness. Yoda pursed his lips.
Madness, yes. Think Dooku is sane, do you? To the dark side he has turned. Insanity, that is.
So war is inevitable. Yoda closed his eyes and lowered his head.
Perhaps, he murmured. Wait, we must, to see what the Force shows us.
And what an agonizing wait it would be. Yes, Master, Obi-Wan said. In which case, while we are waiting, Yoda looked up.
To your Padawan you may go, Obi-Wan. Your support and guidance will he need through this difficult transition,
Yes, Master, thank you, he said, retreating to the chamber door.
Obi-Wan.
Chilled by the grimness in Yoda's voice, he turned. Yes, Master? Yoda's stare was bleak.
Great are the challenges your Padawan will face. To be his friend, your heart will urge you. But Obi-Wan, a mistake that would be. A friend young Skywalker does not need. A master he needs, And a master you must be.
I understand, Obi-Wan replied, and took his leave. But as he made his long way to the halls of healing, he realized it wasn't advice he was prepared to take. For 10 years I have been a master to Anakin, he thought, and all that got me was defiance. The more I criticize him, the more he turns away. The more I withdraw, the angrier he becomes. More criticism, more emotional distance isn't the answer. He's not a typical Jedi. He never has been. Yet I have tried to turn him into one. I've tried to contain him, control him. For his own good, it's true. But even so, if he's to be a Jedi Knight soon, that has to end. Besides, with the struggle of physical rehabilitation before him, with the death of his dreams about Padme to come, with the crushing, terrible loss of his mother to face, the only thing Anakin needed now was a friend.